On 5 Live Sports Extra Morning, you're listening to Weekend Breakfast, Sunday morning, the 25th of June, with Castan Cheshin and Johnny Iansen. And we're going to reflect now on a new documentary that's looking at the rise of women's sport. It's on Netflix tomorrow. It's called Game On and is told through the eyes of a fantastic list of sporting legends and pioneers.
Nelson Mandela said that sport has the power to change the world, but the challenges for girls haven't really changed.
It's such a good time to be involved in women's sport right now.
I'm really excited about the future for women's sport.
A lot of young girls now have role models to look up to and think I can do that.
Amazing athletes doing such wonderful things.
I'm filled with hope seeing the next generation so determined to create positive change in gender equality.
Progress isn't an inevitable thing, it's people coming together that make it happen.
The quality of it is making more men step up.
With investment in the women's game, that's when you'll see a change.
In the next 5 years, we are going to see the biggest change in women's sport. We can almost see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, the author, podcast host and women's sports activist Sue Antis directed the documentary, and I'm pleased to say that she's here this morning. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning. Good morning.
And the former Commonwealth boxer and footballer Stacey Copeland as well. Morning, Stacey.
Morning.
Sue Antis, we'll start with you. I know you're incredibly passionate and have been for a long, long time about women's sport in particular. But just summarise, if you will, the documentary and the idea behind it.
Really to celebrate the enormous growth that we've seen in women's sport in recent years and more importantly, its impact on society. I think that's the piece for me, the impact it can have for women and girls and for men and boys in society too. And obviously to highlight some of the disparities and the challenges that we still see across sport today.
And Stacey, you star in this documentary and, you know, you yourself are a trailblazer. You became the first ever British woman to win the Commonwealth title. You're in a sport which I dare say, you know, a fair few years ago. And actually, do you know what? Still now some people kind of raise an eyebrow when we talk about women's boxing and women's combat sports. What was your experience of being like in the documentary and you as a kind of pioneer within a sport as well?
My experience with the documentary was immensely positive because Sue and Jack and Ben, who were the team that worked on it together, made me and everybody else I know, but certainly made me feel really, really valued. And through the documentary, have given us a voice and a platform to share our stories, share our perspectives and point of view that is an insight that you can only really have, I guess, if you've been there and done it kind of thing and experienced being in, you know, that environment as a female athlete particularly. So it is a massively positive one for me. And certainly having gone from, you know, being made to feel the whole time growing up like there was something wrong with me really for doing the sports that I loved and that I didn't belong and that, you know, that constant sense of something's not quite right, you don't quite fit, to then being recognised and celebrated for who you are and what you've achieved is a massive thing. And it's, that is important for me, of course, but the most important thing about that is that what it says to other young girls who are, you know, competing or interested in working in sport in the future. So my hope is that it massively impacts them and makes them feel proud of who they are and what they're doing.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's lots to pick up on that. You know, one of the things that comes through time and time again is that there is this framework in place that doesn't enable women to take part and girls to take part in sport as easily as men, whether it comes to just something as simple as the uniforms or the kit they're expected to wear, the way things work in PE from an early age at school. There are still very, very difficult barriers to overcome to ensure that from a year early age, girls are interested and enabled to take part in sport.
Yeah, it's from the earliest age, really, and from families' attitudes to girls playing sport in the way that their, you know, brothers might do. We really do need to see changes. And as you say, it's across that whole ecosystem. One thing I would say, I'm really excited for where we are now, that we are at last having those conversations. We're talking about uniform and kit. We're talking about access in playgrounds. We're encouraging girls to know that sport is a place for them where they don't have to be judged in the same way. And again, I hope that this film will enable women to celebrate and feel joy. Joyful and they've got a place in sport, but also for men and boys to begin to recognise. And it's, you know, perhaps in some cases, no fault of their own that they haven't seen that. But actually hearing athletes like Stacey and others and those working in sport expressing some of the barriers they've had might make people realise actually it isn't all as it sometimes seems from the outside.
We've been talking about the Women's Ashes
over the last couple of days, of course, here on BBC Five Live. And this text has come in that I want to read to you both. It's from Mark. He says, it's the first time I've ever listened to women's cricket, and it's absolutely amazing. Incredible levels of skill, determination to win, played in a wonderful spirit. Both teams are showing young girls and women that they can aspire and achieve in sport, creating an inclusive environment. It's a completely absorbing contest. The players are inspirational. I know it's all about winning at this level, but for me, the real winner is women's cricket and removing outdated views. A pretty spectacular text, I would imagine, for you both to hear. But I was wondering, Sue, do you think, it's often asked, how much is changing, how quickly it's changing? Have things changed even in the course of you making this documentary?
They have. They absolutely have. Some of those numbers. Actually, in the documentary, Hugo Monier and I talk about the fact that one day we might field Twickenham at the World Cup for rugby in 2025. And then this year we had almost 60,000 people there since making the documentary for the Six Nations. So things, we're right in the midst of things changing so rapidly. And I love that text that you've got around the coverage and how engaging it is. It's about it having coverage too, it being quality coverage on the BBC and other channels. That's the piece, that women have been playing amazing sport for a long time. We just haven't been able to find it or hear about it. And I think that great coverage that we're seeing, I was home late last night at a community premiere, and I stayed up till 12:30 to watch the Premier 15s from Gloucester Hartbury. You just mentioned beating Exeter, but this amazing, amazing sport. But finally, we are seeing it, and we're able to find it with the same quality of coverage that men's sport has had.
We can't wait to see the documentary. Thank you both so much for being with us on the programme this morning. Sue Anstis, the director, and also Stacey Copeland, boxer, footballer as well. Thank you very much, ladies. Appreciate your time this morning.